Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
sin. Glory, glory to Jesus. It is another beautiful day to listen to the Word of God. The Word of God is able to change your life and change your situation. I therefore encourage you to pay attention as I share the Word of God with you today. My name is Brother Chris, and you are listening to the Moment of Truth. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your mercy and for allowing us to hear your Word today. Lord, I pray that your Word will minister to everyone listening to me right now, and let the power in your Word transform their lives and perform a miracle for them. We give you all the glory, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's message is a special message, and it is special because it is directed mainly to those of us who say that we are believers in Christ and children of God. It is directed to those of us who say that we are born again and are hoping to enter the kingdom of heaven when we die. And I believe God wants to speak to us because He loves us and is very much concerned about our souls and where we spend eternity. God is speaking to us today because He wants us to be prepared for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in today's broadcast, I will be preaching on a topic titled, The Little Foxes. The Little Foxes. And my main Bible text is taken from the book of Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. Songs of Solomon is after the book of Ecclesiastes. Now it says, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vine, for our vines have tender grapes. In this Bible passage, God was talking about the little foxes that spoil the vine. He was talking about those foxes that cause the vine to be spoiled, destroyed, and damaged. Not big giant foxes, but little foxes. And because the foxes are little, the owners of the vineyard did not notice that the foxes were there. Or maybe they noticed the foxes, but because the foxes were little, they felt it didn't matter. But whatever the case, the truth is, the little foxes spoil the vines. And now if you go to the book of John chapter 15, the Gospel of John chapter 15, you will hear the Lord Jesus talking about the vine. In that scripture, He said that He was the vine and His disciples were the branches. This means that the disciples of Jesus are the branches of the vine. And because they are the branches of the vine, they are also part of the vine. And these branches are supposed to bear good fruits. So when God is talking about the little foxes that spoil the vine, He was talking about the little foxes that spoil the branches and make them not to produce good fruits. He was talking about the little foxes that are capable of preventing Christians who are born again from entering into the kingdom of heaven. And we are considering these little foxes so that they do not prevent you and I from entering the kingdom of heaven. One of the little foxes that spoil the vine is unforgiveness. Many children of God today find it very difficult to forgive those that offend them. Whenever they are offended by someone, they hold that offense against that person and will never let go. And so sometimes you hear someone who says he's a Christian say, I will never forgive this person. Even after the person that offended them will have apologized, they will still insist of not forgiving the person. Such unforgiveness leads to malice and enmity. Unfortunately, such Christians have forgotten what the Bible says about unforgiveness. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, Matthew 6, 14 and 15, the Lord Jesus said, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, your Father will not forgive you your own trespasses. Jesus was saying here that when someone sins against you and you forgive them, then God will also forgive you your own sins. But if you refuse to forgive those that offend you, then God will not forgive you your sins. This means that those Christians who are living with unforgiveness will have their sins not forgiven. As a matter of fact, when you refuse to forgive others, God will pile your own sins upon your heads. Whether you ask Him for forgiveness or not will not change that, because you refuse to forgive others. And of course, you know, my dear brethren, that when you die without God forgiving you your sins, then you are doomed for hellfire. God is therefore telling those of us who say that we are His children that we must learn to forgive. Forgive those that sin against you. You may say, "Oh, Pastor, you don't know what this person did to me." Yes, I don't know. But Jesus says, forgive. And when God says forgive, He means that you should release the person that offended you from your heart. Don't feel bitter towards the person anymore. Don't wish the person evil anymore. The person may have done something over and over, but Jesus says, still forgive. Unfortunately, you have husbands who don't forgive their wives. You have children who don't forgive their parents. You have sisters and brothers who do not forgive each other. So if you are listening to this message and you want to make heaven as a child of God, then you must remove the little foxes of unforgiveness from your heart today. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God will help you to forgive all those that offend you. Hallelujah. Another little fox that is spoiling the vine in the life of children of God is bad debts. Bad debts. Bad debt is when you owe someone and refuse to pay. Bad debt is when you fail to pay the debt you owe on the day you agreed to pay the debt. For instance, if you collected something on credit or you borrowed money for someone and you agreed to pay on a particular date, then if you fail to pay on that date, it has become a bad debt. It is very surprising that children of God, we owe someone and disappear for months and years and we don't go back to the person. The time they agreed to pay has lapsed, but they are nowhere to be found. This is evil in the sight of God. Unfortunately, many born-again Christians do not know that bad debts is terrible wickedness in the sight of God. In the book of Psalms 37 verse 21, the Bible says, "The wicked borroweth and payeth not again." Hear it. The wicked borrows and payeth not again. Here, God calls those that borrow and refuse to pay the wicked. And in that same scripture, in verse 20, you will hear the Bible say, "The wicked shall perish." So bad debt is one of the little foxes that can make a child of God to perish and not enter the kingdom of heaven. So if you are listening to this message and you are a child of God who wants to make heaven when you die, who wants to be prepared for the coming of Jesus, then you must go and pay all your bad debts. But if for any reason you cannot pay the debt immediately, then you must go back to the person you are owing and appeal for an extension of time. God, it is my prayer today that God will give you the grace to obey His word and remove the little forces of bad debts in your life, in Jesus' name. Amen. The next little force that spoils the life of children of God is wrong marriage. Wrong marriage. This has done so much harm to the church that even so-called men and women of God are being destroyed by wrong marriage. And you may be wondering, what do you mean by wrong marriage? Well, wrong marriage is any marriage that is not according to the word of God. Wrong marriage is any marriage that does not follow the instructions of the Bible. An example of wrong marriage is a situation where a man takes a woman and begins to raise children with her without paying her dowry or bride price. It doesn't matter if they have been living together for 10 years and have 10 children. It is still wrong marriage. In such case, I would advise the man to go immediately and pay the dowry or send back the woman to her parents until he is able to pay the dowry. Another example of wrong marriage is polygamy. That is the situation where a Christian brother marries more than one wife, or a Christian sister becomes second, third, or fourth wife. The Bible tells us that in the beginning, God joined one man and one woman in marriage. They were Adam and Eve. Along the line, men went astray and made mistake by marrying more than one wife. But when the Lord Jesus came, He corrected that mistake. In Matthew chapter 19, verses 5 and 6, Matthew 19, 5 and 6, Jesus said, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife," not wives, to his wife, He went further to say that the two shall be one flesh, not three, not four. And the apostles of Jesus continued to preach the same thing. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 2, 1 Corinthians 7 verse 2, the Bible says, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. So you can see that it is one wife and one husband. Therefore, no child of God who is a man should be married to more than one wife. And also, a woman who is a child of God cannot be a second or third or fourth wife. Those involved in this type of wrong marriage are disobeying the word of God, are in danger of hellfire. Therefore, my dear brother, you must set by the second wife or the third wife to her parents. While my sister, who is the second or third wife, should pack and leave that man because it is evil in the sight of God. My prayer for you that is listening to me today is that you'll be obedient to the word of God and save your soul in the last day. Praise the Lord. Another type of wrong marriage that is destroying the souls of Christians is divorce and remarriage. Divorce and remarriage. This is the situation where a brother who is born again will put away his wife and marry another woman. Or in some cases, a sister who wants to make heaven will leave her husband and be married to another man. Unfortunately, some fake pastors and churches will approve it and tell you that it is okay. The devil is a liar. I have come to let you know, my dear brethren, that God is against divorce and remarriage. God is against divorce and remarriage. As much as it is possible, the Bible encourages you to stay in your marriage. But if for any reason you must separate from your wife or husband, then you must remain unmarried until the death of that your partner. Because marriage is until death do us part. If you divorce your wife or husband and remarry, then you'll be living in adultery for the rest of your life. And anyone who dies in adultery will end up in hellfire. Jesus said in the book of Luke chapter 16, verse 18. Luke 16, verse 18. And I read, whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another committed adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committed adultery. In Romans chapter 7, verse 1 to 3. Romans 7, 1 to 3. The Bible tells us that a husband and wife are bound together in marriage as long as they are alive. And if the husband leaves the wife to marry another person, or the woman leaves the husband and be married to another person, they will be called adulterers and adulteresses. So any child of God who is serious about making heaven must not be involved in any form of wrong marriage. My prayer for you that is listening to this message is that you will not harden your heart, but receive the word of God and remove all the little forces that spoil the vine. Hallelujah. So far, I've been speaking to those who are already born again, but may not know about certain things that can prevent them from entering heaven. But if you are not yet born again, then your case is totally different. Your case is totally different. And it is different because you are still far away from heaven. And you are far away from heaven because you are living in sin. Either the sin of lying or stealing or cheating or quarreling or fighting or abusing people, disobeying your parents, beating your wife, or smoking and drinking, or visiting native doctors, or joining occult groups. In fact, you are living in sin, and that is what makes you to be far away from the kingdom of God. But no matter your case, I bring you good news. And the good news is that you can be born again right now. God can forgive you of your sin and give you a new beginning. God loves you. And that was why he sent his only begotten son Jesus to suffer and die for your sin. What you need to do is to repent of your sin, turn away from them, and call upon the name of Jesus. Jesus is right there where you are, and he will save you from God's judgment. You can cry to him with all your heart. And if you want God's forgiveness, then you can pray after me and say, Almighty God, have mercy upon me. I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. Lord Jesus, save my soul. I receive you today as my Savior, as my Lord. Amen. If you just said this prayer sincerely with all your heart, then I want to assure you that God cannot lie and he has forgiven you. But you must never go back to your sin anymore. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, for my brothers and sisters listening to me right now, I pray that you give them the grace to remove the little foxes spoiling their lives in the name of Jesus. Remove the spirit of unforgiveness, bad debts, and wrong marriages in the mighty name of Jesus. And for those who are sincerely turning away from their sin, Almighty God, I pray that you grant them genuine salvation, save their soul, and give them the power to become true children of God. Thank you, Father, for hearing these prayers. For I prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. My dear friends, I believe that the Word of God have taught you. But if you still have questions or you need prayer and counseling, please call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you till I come again. Amen.